Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last night, this was one of the more interesting moments of the Houston Astros season. This was just a bad call. A bad call and then a bad operation of not getting help from anybody.
One of many bad calls.
Yes, it was a hell of a game by this crew. I think the crew chose Brian O'Nora. Don't know why, but I know that. But they had a rough night, but this may have been... this wasn't the roughest. The Profar... hit by pitch that they went and looked at video for and still missed. That was by far the worst because they got help. But this was interesting to say the least. Altuve fouled a ball off clearly off his foot. They called it fair. He was out in the eighth inning. I think it was the eighth inning. Was it the ninth? Eighth or ninth inning? Late one of those.
It was the ninth.
Ninth inning. Yeah. Oh, that's right. The eighth inning was Diaz in that swing.
Oh, yeah.
But the ninth inning, he fouls it off his foot, but they call it fair, and he is out to end the inning. Here is how everything sounded after that.
Hits Altuve's foot. They're going to say fair ball. Brendan Miller is going to say that ball didn't hit Altuve, and that's going to be the final out of the inning. Brendan Miller is not ingratiating himself to Astros players, coaches, or manager.
You've got to ask for help.
You got to check with other umpires to see if it did hit Altuve.
Altuve needs to be pulled out of the situation. They need to keep him in this game.
Altuve showing
he
where it hit
his
foot, and now he's ejected.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
You're right, though. They should have got Altuve out of there. He's been ejected. We're going to have a tie game heading to the bottom of the ninth. Altuve will limp off the field. This game is crazy.
Hey, TK, it's gonna get crazier. I gotta be honest with you. Like, obviously, team-wise, and I think that's where Todd Callis was, you can't get thrown out of this game right now because they had to bring in Kessinger. But, hey, that was like my spirit animal right there, Clint. I'm telling you, if you're gonna get ejected, have some fun with it.
The showman.
I mean, do if you're going to get ejected, get your money's worth. Like, who is it? We were talking about it before. Maybe you know, this ain't the greatest time to be doing it, but that old minor league manager in the Braves organization,
yes,
that gave us 15 minutes where he crawled and did the army crawl to the mound and grabbed the rosin bag and threw
grenade.
It like it was a grenade towards the umpire. Like, I mean,
had a big old gut, too.
Like,
that was awesome.
Hell no. This hit my foot. And let me tell you, I'm going to take this New Balance shoe off, and you're going to see this sock. You're going to see this sock, and I'm going to take this orange sock off, and you're going to look at my dip. Look at this spot. Look at this red spot on my foot. Look at it. If you go, I mean, listen, when you take your socks and shoes off to show up the umpire in front
tossed.
Of everybody, you're getting tossed. You know it. You know it as soon as you go and grab that shoe. But I'm telling you, I've told you many a times, I would go in, if I were a head coach with horrible calls, I would go and sit down in the middle of the 50, and we're not
no
moving.
Question.
And we're not moving. Or I'd sit down where the ball is, and we're not moving until we get this rectified. That's right. And I love this. He said, no, hell no. You want to do this? I'm taking my socks and shoe off for your ass. I enjoyed that from you. I didn't know Jose had it in him, but I enjoyed that for him. He said, what do you think? What do you think it hit him where he said, I'm taking this damn shoe off and I'm going to show your ass this. I mean,
I think the second he realized this was really going to the damn bottom of the ninth with a call like that, he was like, I'm losing this thing. This sock and shoe is coming off right now.
It seems like it's one of those that's so blatantly obvious and so easy to get right that it's almost out of like disbelief that this guy's really doing this. This guy's going to end this inning like this. That ball bounced off my foot. Let me match his level of petty and silliness and let me pull this shoe and sock off and show you exactly where it hit. To me, in pro sports, the fact that that can happen, take the removal of the sock and shoe out of them. The fact that can happen, literally a guy can hit a ball that hits his foot or his leg and it goes into fair territory. To not be able to do whatever you got to do, whether it's require him to ask for help, require help from the replay, whatever you got to do to review that and get that right, you can't let an inning end with that kind of play.
And listen,
it's silly.
Clearly, to the point that you're making of all of the things in place that would even allow that to happen. Clearly, the guy who is the third base ump down the third baseline, he clearly would have to see that hit him in his foot. Like obviously, like I could see how Miller behind the plate may not be able to catch it, what he's looking at, but clearly the third base ump knew it. But the only way that the third base ump can tell him is if he asks for help.
He's asked, yeah.
And that's the only. But instead, you won't, like we see this in basketball. We'll see an official on the other side of the floor who clearly has the better angle and can see the ball went off on such and such, and we'll run down and say, and they'll talk it over and do it. But not like, hey man, I just got to stay down here, even though I know the call, but he's got to ask me, and because he's being a hard ass and he won't ask me, then we just gonna stay here and sit this and have this wrong.
That entire umpiring crew should be embarrassed, dude. I know we're talking about this specific play. That was egregious umpiring the entire game.
Oh, I think they should lose their ability to all of them to umpire in the postseason this year. I ain't gonna call anybody's job. Some of those, like those guys, have been around a while. Like Brian Onora is normally a really good umpire. Miller too is normally a really good umpire. But it was so egregious in this game. And the guys in New York too, because y'all asses are the ones who watched that replay and came to the conclusion that he did get hit.
Like the fact that a third base umpire can't walk in without being summoned.
But yeah,
can't walk in and go, hey bro, that hit his foot, man. Let's get this right.
He's just got to stand down.
So
there.
Now you got an ego behind the plate that won't ask for help, and that's the holdup here. Like the fact that's in Major League Baseball is any major league sport, any big league sport, professional sport, but that's silly.
Like you know, there's got to be times during the season where a first base ump or a third base ump down the line say to himself, ooh, he went. And nobody asked him. And
I got a great view of that.
He went. All I could do it is call him to an act. It is silly. No, but that was horrible last night. Like the Astros, they got screwed when they got helped. Like the Machado at bat, it was 3-0. And Hunter threw that ball. I mean, and it's the worst because they got the box up there. He threw that thing way off the box. I mean, that was a ball. He had undone. I mean, Manny had undone his gloves and threw his bat, and that man called it back up. And the next one was at least borderline, but it may have been a ball too. And then what happened? Because he didn't walk him, he hit a 2-run bomb out to tie the game, which screwed him. Yeah.
That was really a defining moment for Hunter Brown for me. That the one you're specifically speaking of.
He jumped so high when that ball was hit.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.